When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, the half hour of power is underway. 30 minutes of rapid fire, unscreened calls, the best show post show. It's like a regular murderer's row in here tonight. Got, as always, AP Mike is here. How are you tonight, Mike?
I'm doing well, Tom.
You're doing good?
Yeah.
What's new?
Not a whole lot.
Okay. Got Dudio is here tonight. Jason Gore.
Hello,
the
hello.
The dude who built the studio. Dudio, how are you?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm very good.
We had some tech stuff tonight, and you went bonkers and fixed it like lightning itself.
Yeah.
I've never seen somebody move that quickly.
It was a bit stressful for a second, but we figured it out.
You did an amazing job. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And Pat Byrne is here.
Yes.
How are you tonight?
Cool in the gang, my friend.
Okay. Not crazy about that. But let's go to the phones. Let's just jump right in.
Okay.
And we're going to go fast with these calls.
Yeah.
Fast with the calls on the half hour power. Welcome to the half hour power. You're here with AP Mike, Dudio, and Pat Byrne.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Steven in Chicago.
Steven in Chicago. I know this guy. Yeah, what's going on, too. Steven?
Not much, gentlemen. It's I had tweeted at Mike, and so to get permission on this, but I have a theory as to Thomas Pynchon's cameo in the movie Inherent Vice.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What is your... Because Thomas Pynchon did a cameo appearance in the movie Inherent Vice based on his novel of the same name. What is your opinion?
I think it's a scene where Doc Sportello goes to the wellness center, the psych ward, mm-hmm. where he's taking a tour with Dr. Threepley.
Right.
And there's a shot where there's a patient serving soup to another doctor. She has very shaky hands. And I think the doctor who is awaiting his soup is Thomas Pynchon.
Now, I think this was the rumor that everybody thought it was that gentleman.
Oh.
And it's been disproven.
Nope.
It has?
Yes. That everybody thought that was him.
Burnt.
And I did too, and but it turns out that's an actor who Paul Thomas Anderson has actually used in a previous movie.
Really?
Yeah, you're talking about like the first guy at the end of the table.
Precisely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not him.
Oh, burnt. Wow.
Yeah, everybody thought that was him.
Burnt.
But the latest theory that I thought had a little more weight to it was he's actually in a reflection. It's not even like he's in the background. There's a reflection of a face.
That scene you talked about on the last half hour.
Yeah, power. When Owen Wilson is talking to Joaquin Phoenix at that party.
The other theory I heard was it was one of the other, like the dentists in the mask.
Okay.
Dentist.
Interesting.
I haven't heard that theory.
Will we ever get to the bottom of this, AP Mike?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
When he dies, will pictures of him suddenly surface?
No, I guess they'll probably show the same old picture that's been out there when he was in the Navy.
Okay.
Well, thanks.
We move fast here. We move fast. We're not playing around. Welcome to the half hour power. 30 minutes of unscreened phone calls. You're here with AP Mike, Pat Byrne, and Jason Gore. The Dudio. What's up?
Hey, man, big salute and hello to everyone in the studio right now, rocking out, cranking the Midnight Oil, man. Appreciate you guys staying up.
Thanks, man. What do you guys think of this guy?
I like him so far.
What's your name, buddy?
My name's George.
George. I can't believe that's you. I thought it was going to be like Scooch or something like that. You know what I mean?
The Gooch. I used to have a wrestling coach. We used to call him the Gooch.
The Gooch. The Gooch was the guy who bullied. He bullied Arnold on Different Strokes. Remember, Arnold was scared of the Gooch.
Yeah, that's right. What was the name of his friend that they'd go to? They'd always hang out.
Dudley. Arnold. Dudley.
Dudley.
Remember when Gordon Jump played the prevert, the child molester at the bike shop? Remember that one?
Would you say AP Mike's like your Dudley?
No.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for a lot for that one.
No, Mike is Dudley. No, he's not.
What sidekick would he be, then?
Mike's not a sidekick.
I've campaigned for sidekick status before, and I've been shot down.
Mike's not a sidekick. Mike's his own man.
I respect that.
Yeah, Mike's like Wolverine. He's his own man. He's wandering the plains alone. Right?
I think I want to see Mike
the plains
on that
of Bayonne.
What's that?
Could you imagine Mike on At Midnight?
Yeah, I could, actually. We're working toward getting him on. We're getting his reel in front of the At Midnight crew, and hopefully he'll be there racking up points before we know it. Right? Have you ever seen that show, Mike?
I haven't seen it.
Dudio?
I've seen it a couple times.
Okay. Pat?
I would absolutely watch it for the first time if AP Mike was on that show.
Well, what? That's not much of a... You'd watch... Of course you'd watch it if he was... You're making, like... You're giving him so.
I
would watch
episode.
That if AP Mike. I'd watch anything AP Mike. Well, actually, that's not true. I've missed about eight of the last things. I didn't watch that porn movie. Not a porn. It wasn't a porn movie. It was like an exploitation movie. The Thing with Brett Davis. You were like a sleazy manager. Porn.
Oh,
look.
Oh, okay.
Strike porn movie from the. I meant exploitation movie, not porn movie.
The finished.
Which one was that?
Well, it hasn't surfaced finished. You know, it was one of Brett's many projects that he's got in the fire.
makes it sound like it didn't come out well, and he just like put it in the fire.
Yeah.
George.
Yep.
Anything else?
Also, I'm surprised the Entourage guys haven't been on that yet.
Been on At Midnight? There's probably going to be I bet you there's an Entourage episode of At Midnight coming up.
They were on the wrestling last night.
They were on wrestling last night?
On Monday Night Raw.
Who was on it?
It was E-Turtle, Johnny Drama, and Vinny.
Yeah. You should have just said all of them. That's all of them.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know.
I don't know
one. Well, I guess Ari wasn't there.
Yeah, well, he's not a part of the Entourage.
There's no Dom.
Yeah, he's not. There's no Dom. There's no Lloyd. No Ari. Mike, will you see that movie?
I think I will, yeah. If only for, you know, talking about it on the show. Yeah,
Jason?
100%.
Pat?
I'd see it. I've actually never seen the show, though. But I would watch.
It's going in fresh.
You'd go in fresh. You'd be you'd be one of the people who goes in, mm-hmm. and you're like, I like that movie.
Exactly.
I think I'm going to watch the episodes now.
Yeah.
George, will you see the Entourage movie in the theater?
I'm there with bells on, sadly.
All right.
Half
Hour Power, you're on the air with AP Mike, Pat Byrne, and Jason Gore.
In Philly.
Who?
This is Eric in Philly.
Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. I have a question for the panel, if that's cool.
Yes, please.
All right. So I was wondering, what is one of the worst questions you've ever heard asked at some type of question and answer event, whether it be for a book or a film director or anything of that nature?
Hmm. Anything jump out for you, Mike?
Not really.
I've heard people ask questions that they know that they clearly aren't interested in the answer to, and they're interested in either validating their answer
just going on
to the to a thing, or they're where they're just kind of they just want to state their opinion in front of the person, and then there's almost nothing for the person to say other than, "Wow, you seem smart." Do you have one caller?
Yeah, actually. A couple months ago, I saw an early screening of Entertainment, the new Rick Avildsen movie with Greg Turkington.
Yes.
And at the end, he came out and did a Q&A at the end of it. And at the end, somebody asked, because in the movie, he does Neil Hamburger, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he says, yeah, I forgot the name of the actor, but, is he really like that? Because that's really weird. Like he asked if the actor was acting.
Yeah, that's a
bad question. And, like, there were a lot of questions like that. I don't know. That whole event just seems sort of...
Did you like the movie?
It was weird. Entertainment.
Yeah, did you like it?
I think it...
Entertainment.
What? Yeah, no, I know the name of the... Oh... Did you like the movie?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I thought it was solid. Definitely.
All right. Good. Thanks for the call, buddy. Mike?
Yeah.
You wanted to talk about something earlier. You asked if we could talk about something. What did you want to talk about?
Well, I wanted to talk about bounce houses. Maybe we could get some bounce house stories.
Bounce house stories.
I mean, you must have seen the video about a million times from yesterday.
Saw it this morning.
Yeah.
Down in Florida.
Yes, Fort Lauderdale.
There was like a little...
water spout.
Rolls off of the ocean.
Yeah.
And everybody in the video is like, it's a water spout, it's a water... somebody was like, it's an underwater tornado. And everybody's like, oh! And then they're like, oh my God, that bounce house. And it goes up like the house in The Wizard of Oz.
Above the tree line, as all the
with
articles
kids
have
in
put
it.
In it.
Oh
yeah.
And the kids fell out of it.
Yeah, yeah. But they're all okay.
Because they fell on the sand.
I think so. No, actually, the bounce house was carried across a highway.
Yeah, but I think the kids fell out on
before
that on the sand.
Yes.
They were all excited to learn that they almost left the state of Florida. They almost were...
So that's what it is for you? Just like, we're almost out of here?
Yeah.
We've made an escape plan?
Now, this is not the first bounce house to go airborne.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a known phenomenon now, mm-hmm. and yet parents are still willing to put their kids in the bounce house. And I'm saying, you know, I'm starting a campaign, never go in a bounce house.
I mean... If they put stakes on these things, would that hold them down?
Well, this thing apparently was well anchored.
Yeah, they're all anchored.
And the newscast were saying this was an act of nature that overcame the precautions of nailing this thing down.
Okay, so this was not a poorly attended to bounce house.
No, it was spiked down.
And the wind just was so strong.
Yeah. It was an unexpected event.
With your kid in it.
With your kid in it, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I like how, you know, on his video footage, people can't control the profanity. Mm-hmm. Like, all the clips I've seen have to be edited out mm-hmm. because they're all cursing left and right about seeing this bounce house, which, you know, I can, you know, some people get excited.
Yeah.
But always with the profanity.
Mm-hmm. Is there a caller on the line? No.
Have you ever been in a bounce house, Tom?
I don't think I have.
No. Neither have I.
I don't think I have. Welcome to the Half Hour of Power. You're here with AP Mike, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. Welcome to the show, caller.
Hey, everybody.
We're talking right now about bounce houses. Do you know what bounce houses are?
I'm familiar with them, yeah.
AP Mike wants to talk about bounce houses.
Mishaps. Horrors.
Bounce house horrors.
Mishaps and horrors.
Oh, boy. I got nothing for that.
Would you do of a child?
I do not, no.
Have you ever been in one?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. What did you like about it or dislike?
Well, you know, I had fun with childhood friends at various birthday parties, just kind of floating around in one of those things.
Mm-hmm. No broken arms, broken legs as a result.
No horror
collisions
stories, for sure. No.
That's what I don't like about it. It's sort of, you got to sort of make your own fun in there. And I'm
That's super true. Yeah. It's all on you.
I always preferred a ride where you're strapped down and then you're flung about, you know, at rapid speed.
Like a roller coaster.
Yeah, you know.
What's the last roller coaster you went on, Mike?
Maybe, actually, I think, you know, I met some friends. I'd never been on the Coney Island, the Cyclone.
Yeah.
And that's a great ride.
Cyclone is great.
It really, like, shakes you up.
Yeah.
And
it sounds like it's falling apart when you go up it.
And apparently with some of the women friends, it really, you know, their breasts were really, they didn't like the effect it had on their breasts. The Cyclone. I can't make this up, Tom.
I didn't think you were making it up. That's not the problem.
They got off, and they were in pain in that region of their
bodies. I wasn't reacting, saying, like, why does Mike make these things up? I didn't think you were making it up.
It just happens. I'm reporting. I'm an observer, Tom.
Jason, have you been on the Cyclone?
I've never been to Coney Island.
You've never been to Coney Island?
No.
What's the last roller coaster you were on?
Well, I went to Disneyland, so Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was great.
You preferred that to the Space Mountain?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not into indoor roller coasters.
No?
I had a friend that rode Space Mountain, and they won't ride it anymore because when they were in it, they turned the lights on like a janitor walked in by accident and turned the lights on, and he could see all of the scaffolding and how close the scaffolding was and the rebar was to his head.
Uh-huh.
So,
what about the Aerosmith?
Aerosmith's great.
Yeah.
That's a great ride.
Tom, would you enjoy that one?
What is the Aerosmith ride?
The Rock and Roller Coaster at Hollywood Studios at Disney World. You go in.
Have you been on this, Mike?
Yes, I have.
You go in and you stand in a studio and they find out, Aerosmith finds out that there's not enough limos for all of their buddies to go across town. So they order, they order more limos.
Yeah, they have to. You know, all these lines are like an hour long, right?
Yeah.
So they actually have video footage. You can see where they're prepping you for the ride, and you see the members of Aerosmith discussing the problem that, you know.
Did Aerosmith
is leading
write
up
that
to the
premise
ride.
For the ride?
Oh,
or
sure
was,
they
okay.
Did,
yeah. Oh yeah, they signed off on it. I mean, you know.
So they're acting in this thing.
Yeah.
And what's Ileana Douglas? Is that the actress's name?
I think so. Maybe.
Yeah,
I
mean, he plays their manager.
Okay.
In it.
The ride's been around for a while, so I mean, it's like over 10 years. I think.
I've heard of it.
Is it fun?
It's a great ride. Yeah.
And does it play Aerosmith music when you're on?
Oh, yeah, it's a track specifically recorded for that ride.
Oh, so it's not even like a hit.
No, it's not a hit. It's just a bunch of, you know, Joe Perry guitars and a lot of Steven Tyler vocal.
Caller,
warm-ups.
Have you ever been on this ride?
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
No, I'm unfamiliar.
You got to do it.
The song's called All Rights.
Sounds like.
Is it really?
No, I'm just...
Oh, okay.
But what did you say the song was called?
I'm saying the song is called All Rights Reserved. It's just for that ride.
Yeah.
They can't use any other piece of any music at all.
All Rights Reserved. Thank you for the call. Did we please you, caller? I can't remember.
I had fun. Uh-huh.
Goodbye. Welcome to the Half Hour Power. You're on the air with AP Mike, Pat Byrne, and Jason Gore, the Dudio. What's up?
Howdy, guys. Howdy.
Hello.
This is
This is Benny from Nebraska.
From Nebraska?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on tonight, buddy?
Oh, you know, just watching some baseball, hanging out.
You ever been? Mike was talking about bounce houses. Have you been in a bounce house?
Yeah, a couple times. Yeah, it's dangerous.
Pro or con?
I'd say con.
Okay.
You didn't like it?
Makes me nauseous.
Really?
When's the last time you were in a bounce house?
Probably last 4th of July, actually.
Wow.
Do you have children?
No.
Okay, all right.
Was this an adult bounce house, or were there kids in there? I mean, you could have hurt somebody if you fell on them, right?
Yeah, well, there was kids earlier in the day. You got nieces and nephews, but
and then drunk adults at night.
Yeah. Once the lights go down.
That sounds kind of fun.
I'm
actually thinking of putting one outside of Masses. Get the guys from Masses
in a bounce castle.
Get into a bounce castle.
I think that's a great idea.
What if you just bounce them in it and they bounce, and then they end up in the back of like a paddy wagon? And it just like what if the bounce castle? You get them all in there and they're bouncing all around, and then suddenly there's like a door on the bounce castle closes, and then it turns out there's wheels underneath it, and they just get wheeled right to the police station, right to Rawway. It just they just drag the bounce castle right through the gates. It's right in the yard.
That would be a surprise.
Yeah, we got you. We got you guys. We'll sort it out in here.
Maybe the guys on, what's that show, where they do the pranks? Which is
Impractical Jokers?
Maybe we'd sign them up for it.
Yeah. Impractical. We should get one of those guys to call in at some point, right?
I think I can arrange that. I know somebody who actually grew up with those guys. Uh-huh. He knows them all. He's a
really?
Fan, and he's a fan of The Best Show.
Let's see if we can get... What if we did a thing with you interviewing the guys from Impractical Jokers? Would you do that?
Now that I know that their whole thing is basically, I didn't really remember that Letterman bit where it's essentially that's the same show where he with the deli guy
with the headset,
with the headset,
yeah,
that's the same. They took that idea and essentially, you know,
yeah, just
stole it,
just
flat out,
yeah. Just repeat what I say.
Yeah, yeah.
Into the headset.
I probably wouldn't mention that in the interview, though.
No.
No, that would be the whole point of me interviewing. I'd just call him out on that.
I didn't
know that their show was such a blatant ripoff.
Yeah, the White Knight of... Don't worry, here he is, guys. The White Knight of David Letterman, White Knight, saving the day.
And they all hang up on me after my first question.
Yeah, first question. Well, that was... Well, thanks to... The guys from Impractical Jokers, we can be watched on Thursday nights on True TV. Yeah, because those guys, I think Colin Jost from SNL, his brother writes for those guys.
Uh-huh.
The guy who does the Weekend Update, because he's from Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Jost is from Staten Island.
Uh-huh. Yeah, these are all Staten Island.
Yeah,
guys.
And I think his brother is
Casey.
Is it Casey?
Yeah, I think Casey writes for that show.
So Casey writes for Impractical Joke. But what do you do when you write for that? Let's go to the mall and bother people. Is that what you write and then you hand that in? Then you just get in the van and go to the mall?
I guess so. Speaking of the Staten Island Mall.
Yeah.
Any opinions about that couple that are making a lot of tension over there?
I don't know anything about this.
This is apparently a guy who walks around at the mall in mm-hmm. Staten Island with his girlfriend on a leash.
I've never heard
you haven't
about
seen
this.
That? Yeah.
What?
they're getting all sorts of attention online because, you know, they're photographed at the mall and she's sort of on her knees, you know, while he's walking her around on this leash. Yeah, it's just...
At the Staten Island Mall.
At the Staten Island Mall.
Oh, Mike. Yeah, where do you get... What news? Where are you getting your news
I'm not
from?
Making this up, Tom.
Oh, I'm not... Yeah. Again... I don't think you're... I never thought for once you were making any of these things up, Mike.
Just do Staten Island couple leash.
Yeah, I'm typing Staten Island Mall leash. I just Googled. photo of leashed woman at Staten Island Mall goes viral. Let's see. Photos of a woman. Oh. This guy wearing a Guinness shirt. Just has his... this woman on a leash. Yeah. Oh, don't worry. This story. And look at this. It's from last week. The story. This isn't like something you remembered. This is like fresh
it's
news.
Fresh news. Yeah. Hey, I'm cutting edge. I'm bringing you're you. Good. Bringing you the new stuff. Bringing you the new stuff. You thought this was an old story?
No. You're,
I'm like, up to date.
This is like unbelievable. You're just like cutting edge with these stories, and you're throwing them out so matter of fact. You're just like, what about the bounce house that flew up and the kids got dumped out? Hey, how about this? And I mentioned Staten Island, and you've got one like teed up for it. What about the guy who's got his girlfriend on a leash? Like, you didn't know we were going to mention Staten Island.
No, no.
You just, but you had a story teed up. Like, what other things do you have ready to go?
I do. You want another one?
Sure.
Yeah.
This is something that came up on my internet researches. What is, maybe you guys can help me out. What is the difference between a mature MILF and a young granny?
Is this a joke or is
no? This is like internet, you know, language that they use, and I want to know what the difference is between a mature MILF and a young granny. I mean, somebody came up with again. I didn't come up with these terms.
Uh-huh. Well, a mature MILF may not have a grandchild.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's the only difference.
That I can think of just from hearing the two terms immediately. That's the.
And what made you search this?
No, it just comes along, you know, in my internet searching. You know, you see terminology that, you know, sort of strikes you as odd or interesting.
Okay.
And that was something I came across recently.
So you're saying just like when does the, and again, you're saying this. I'm not saying this. You're saying when does like the run of a MILF end and when does the run of a granny begin?
A young granny, yeah. Because, yeah, they're distinguishing between a regular granny and I guess maybe there are mature grannies. I didn't do a search on that.
Caller, do you have an opinion on this?
I'd say 50.
Okay. You think 50. That's where young grannies begin at 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems about reasonable.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Jason, thoughts on that?
I still think you have to have a grandchild.
Okay.
To officially cross the young granny threshold.
Uh-huh.
All right.
But there's a problem there. What if, you know, a young granny, you know, has a grandchild that's, say, you know, 36, 37, and then, but she's not entitled to the mature MILF status just because she has the grandkids. She's going to jump that mature MILF category?
I think she could toggle a bit. I think it's dealer's choice.
Okay.
Pat, any thoughts on any of this?
I defer to Dudio, I guess.
Okay.
Grandchild is the deal breaker.
Caller.
Hello.
Welcome to the half hour of power. You're here with AP Mike, Pat Byrne, and Jason Gore, the Dudio. What's going on?
I've got a question for Dudio.
All right. Interesting.
Wow. Okay. Shoot.
I am for the panel, but I'm most interested in Dudio's response. And the question is whether or not Dudio has heard about the Monsanto years.
Oh, good Lord. The Neil Young album?
Yes.
Oh, it sounds absolutely terrible. Like, what's the new, like, what's the first Neil Young single off of it? It's
Starbucks.
Like Tough Starbucks or something?
Rock Starbucks.
Rock Starbucks.
Did you hear about this, Mike?
I heard about a Starbucks single. That's about all.
Because now
I heard.
Neil Young is playing with Willie Nelson's kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's his band. He's backed by Willie Nelson's sons.
Okay.
Who have some band with a terrible name.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I don't
what
even
was it like? A right? Like, I gotta find out the name of this band. It was so.
It is terrible.
It was like sounded like an emo band kind
of
name.
Yeah. It's Sons of Something, isn't it?
And is this going to be a Starbucks-only release?
No, so it's anti-Starbucks. He's completely against Starbucks.
Okay. Starbucks is getting a lot of free publicity, though.
And there's a song called Too Big to Fail, which is only about 6 years too late.
Yeah.
In terms of...
Oh, so the whole... It's a political album, then.
I guess so. Okay. I mean, that's certainly what it's shaking up to be.
All right.
And Tom, I know that you give Neil Young tons of rope in this, well, you know, made up that analogy, tons of leeway to make these kooky albums. I think, personally, this has gone too far, and I'd like to enlist you to make a stand, and I'm hoping Dudio will convince you to do so.
No, I give Neil Young... Neil Young can do whatever he wants. I don't have to hear it, but
yeah,
I just...
Right.
He's got to be allowed to just keep making whatever he's making. I'm not going to ever tell him when enough is enough.
The
name of the band is The Promise of the Real.
Wow, good God.
It's a terrible name for a band.
R-E-E-L?
R-E-A-L.
Real.
Yeah, keep it real.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's even worse.
No, Neil Young's allowed to just do whatever he wants and can do it for as long as he wants. We're lucky he's still here and he's still engaged, right?
I'm with you, kind of.
When you're 70, don't you hope you still have ideas and things you want to still try and see what's what?
Yeah, but I also guess I wish potential failures wouldn't be so public, you know?
Yeah, but failure, what's failure? The guy just plays a 10,000 seat place.
He shakes them off. Yeah, the Shocking Pinks. I mean, how's he going to go out beyond the Shocking Pinks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no, I completely see what you're saying, but those 10,000 aren't going there for the Monsanto years. They're going there for, you know, past glories.
Yeah, but so what? But he's still doing it. I can't ever fault a guy like that for pushing still. Guy keeps pushing. There's nothing wrong with that.
One last question for you, Tom, and I'm out. Do you follow David Crosby on Twitter?
I don't think I do.
I highly recommend that you check out his feed. There's a lot of completely just like asinine, boring questions that come in, like, did you ever meet Jerry Garcia? Which, you know, take 2 seconds.
Yeah,
to Google
it's just
that
like who couldn't do the math? No, I didn't. I was in the California rock world for 30 years. We never crossed paths. Like, what a...
Yeah, right. But he sometimes gets into some like pretty interesting things, and this is how we're coming full circle with the Neil Young thing. Because, I don't know if you know this, but Neil Young and David Crosby aren't on speaking terms right now.
Yes, and I guess David Crosby did something... That
on Twitter,
something that irked Neil for good, or that's according to Crosby, right? Is that true?
That was something to that effect.
He
said something like, and I'm paraphrasing, but only lightly. He said something about the current woman that he's with, which I think is Daryl Hannah. I think AP Mike could back me up on that. Said that she was like some kind of like soul sucking leech. Or something like that, which is like pretty harsh, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, to just blow that out on Twitter like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Crosby feed, David Crosby, a man of great music and of great tweets. So check it out. That's it, guys. I'm done. Thank you so much.
Dudio, Neil Young versus David Crosby. Where do you stand on that whole thing?
I still got to go Neil just because I love all of, you know, I love After the Gold Rush. I love... Yeah, Tonight's the Night. So many of those records. He'll always be a really important artist to me because I went to see tons of Neil shows with my dad growing up.
Sure.
So
Pat,
Neil, yeah,
Mike,
yeah, Neil,
yeah. But David Crosby, it's not, I look, his stuff's not for me. I've never really kind of gotten jazzed about his Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Never meant anything really to me. Or I like that one solo album, which is kind of like a, if only I could remember my name, is kind of like a big work, which I think is kind of has some interesting things on it.
Plus he was into Birds, you give him credit for that.
Birds, yeah. he sang one of the best, like, was it Everybody's Been Burned? that song?
I think so, yeah.
That's one of my favorite. It sounds terrible. Look, you know, one of my favorite songs. Am I getting the title right? You know when that happens when you're just like... But it's like, no, he's great. And he's done so much, gets a pass for the stuff he's done. I don't, you know, but any of these guys who hang in there, I can't fault for hanging in there. It's like, I don't know what people expect them to go do. You know, yeah. Just, you don't have to listen to it.
Right.
All right. That's the end of the show. Thanks for the call, buddy. He's gone. Thank you, Jason Gore. Anything to tell people about? Any plugs?
The next Bridge and Tunnel show is on the 20th at the Pit.
Okay, a few weeks off.
We've got some time. All right. So.
AP Mike, anything? You'll be at Masses?
I'll be at Masses this Sunday.
Okay. People can stop. If you're in Bayonne, stop by Masses.
Yeah.
On Sunday, say hi to AP Mike and Pat Byrne. This Saturday, which is May 30th, you are going to be doing your live show, Prove It All Night, once again. It's a fully formed variety show. It will be at the WFMU, the venue at 43 Montgomery Street in Jersey City, this Saturday, May 30th at 9 p.m. It's $5 to get in. On the show, Matt Koff is going to be there from The Daily Show.
Yep, writer of The Daily Show.
You've got Michelle Wolfe, who is from Late Night with Seth Meyers, really funny. Music from the Hamiltons and surprise guests.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise guests. Okay, anything? Tease? Any tease?
It'll be, if you've seen the show before, it'll be all the same kind of funny weirdness.
Interesting.
And hopefully some surprise actual people that will be fun to see live.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
And
interesting.
When this gets posted, so it'll be, if this gets posted Friday, which it will, tomorrow is Saturday. Come on down.
Yes. And thank you, everybody, for listening to the Half Hour Power. We'll be back in a couple weeks. And thanks again. And good night.